I'd like to discuss Hilchas Tvira Saimer a little bit. The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Samach Vav mentions that Tvira Saimer Bizman Hazeh is no longer a mitzvah min haTorah, it's only a midrabbanan. The simple reason for this seems to be, the Gemara never explains why, the simple reason that Rishonim explain is that the Pasuk says, Svatim Lachanim Rachas HaShabos, that the Tvira Saimer has to begin from the day on which you bring the special Korban Haimer. And Bizman Shein, based on Migdash Kayam, we don't have any Korban Haimer, so there's no day to begin the Sphira. So that's why the Gemara says that Sphira is only Midi Rabbana. Then the Gemara says that because Sphira is only Midi Rabbana, therefore one of the Amoroim only counted the days and didn't count the weeks. Because since it's only Zeichel HaMigdash, you don't have to make a full Zeichel HaMigdash. When you have a mitzvah Midi Rabbana, that's an independent mitzvah, so then you make a full mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is only as a zechel amigdush to remember the way things used to be, bezban shabbos amigdush hayakayom, so we bedafke make the zechel a little imperfect, a little bit incomplete, in order to remember that things are not the same way they used to be, bezban shabbos amigdush hayakayom, that it's only the rabbanim bezman hazeh. It's interesting, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that we have a similar idea regarding lulav kol shiva. The Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that bezman in the Chumash it only says that you only have to shake the lulav of the Esrig, the Hadas and the Aravis on the first day of Yontif Sukkot, Bayom HaRishon. How do we know that Bamigdosh, in the Beis HaMigdosh, lulav hayinita al kol shiva, that they took the lulav all 7 days? Because the Pasuk continues, Osmachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. And the Sifrei comments on that Pasuk, what does it mean, Osmachtem shivas yomim? How do you celebrate? How do you rejoice? By the Dalad Minim together with the Dalad Minim. So the Mishnah says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made 9 takonas. He's known for his 9 takonas. One of his 9 takonas was this, that he instituted Sheheilulav Nital Kol Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. The Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Hayakayom, so they only took the lulav all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. And Chutz LaMikdash, they didn't. They only took the lulav on the first day. And Bizman HaKurban, after the Korban HaBayis, so they'll never take the lulav anywhere for 7 days. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made a takona, Zeichel HaMikdash, that Shiyei Lulav Nital Kol Shiva. So we find the way Rashi and Tesis learn Shat in the Gemara on the first day in Lulav HaGozel, that this takona is Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai mid Rabbanon, Shiyei Lulav Nital Kol Shiva, is not in the exact same way that the mitzvah was min HaTorah. The mitzvah deraisa was that you have to have hodor, has to be a nice lulav and esrog and so on, and it has to be shalachem, it has to belong to you. And the takana shehei lulav nito kol shiva zechel amigdash only requires hador, but does not require shalachem. You don't need that the lulav should belong to you for the remainder of the 7 days of Sukkot. On the first day Sukkot you need shalachem, that's the pasuk, lakachtam lachem b'yom rishon. On the second day Sukkot we also need shalachem because it's a sveik of the yom. But starting from chalamoy, the 5 days chalamoy, since the lulav is only taken, so the Ran on the Rif in Sukkot, the Ran makes this comment that because the mitzvah is Zeichel HaMikdosh, so we want to make built into the Zecher a Zecher that is a Churban, that is not the same way it used to be Bizman Shemesh HaMikdosh HaKayim. So that's why the Zecher is an incomplete one. That's how the Balamor explains. That's how the Balamor explains on this Gemara, that the Gemara says a Meimar only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks because it's a Zeichel HaMikdosh. So he says, whenever you have a mitzvah that's a Zeichel HaMikdosh, you pattern it after the mitzvah deraisa, but you make it in an incomplete form. You don't have the full mitzvah b'shlemus. Yeah. We don't have the Korban Pesach. The main thing is missing. Yeah, the main thing is missing. The shaila is whether we paskin like this opinion or not. So we paskin like this, that this Gemara says that Sfira Soim of Bizman Hazeh is only mid the Rabban. So the Rambam and the Chinuch and many Gaonim reject the Gemara. They claim that it's not so. They say that Bizman Hazeh, Sfira Soim is the Araisa. Aye, the reasoning that we suggested before, how can the Sfira Soim be the Araisa of Bizman Hazeh if there's no Korban Haim? And the Pasuk says the Sfira begins Miyom Haviyachem Eser Matnufah, from the day on which you bring the Korban Haim, and we don't have any Korban Haim with Bizman Hazeh. So in the yeshivas, they say the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, they have in the Chidushim of Tiyashmua, B'Shem Rab Chaim, the following biur, that what would happen, let's say, in 1 year, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, if there wouldn't be any Hakrov HaSayim? So would you think that in that year, the Sfira would only be Midrabbana? So they say in the name of Rab Chaim, he doesn't think so. he thought that it would be Menatera. Why? Because the Chiyuv to bring the Korban Haimer was present. Ayla Maisa, they didn't bring the Haimer. So what can you do? It has to be. Rav Chaim said it has to be like that, because the Sefiras Haimer you do the night before the Havoah Haimer. The Sefiras Haimer you have to start counting the night of Tez Zionist, and the bringing of the Yom you only do in the daytime of Tez Zionist. So how do you know the Yom HaVayachim? So how do you know the night before? How do you know 100% for sure that you're going to have Hakrov HaSayimah tomorrow morning? So what it means is, Rav Chaim playing, if it looks like there's a Chiyuv of Hakrov HaSayimah, so then you have to start counting Sefiras Haimah. So Bizman HaZeh, is there a Chiyuv of Hakrov HaSayimah or not? So Rav Chaim is quoted as saying, well, that depends whether you think that Kedushas HaMikdosh is Kitchel Ushaita the Kitchel Osi Lavoi, or like Kitchel Osi Lavoi. If we say that in the year 70, when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, the whole Kedusha was wiped out and there's no Beis HaMikdash to speak of, there's no Makom HaKudush anymore, the Kedusha disappeared, so then it's impossible to be Makrov Korbanos Bizman HaZeh, unless we'll build a new Beis HaMikdash and we'll be Mekadosh the Makom again, and then we'll be able to bring Korbanos. So Rav Chaim claims that that was the opinion of the first Mandom of the Gemara, that Sefiras Haimer Bizman HaZeh is only with the Rabbanon, because Loi Kitchel Osi Lavoi, there's no Kedusha HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, so there's no Kedusha HaMikdash, there's no possibility of Hakrovas Korbanos Bizman HaZeh. So since there's no Chiyuv to be Makrov the Yomer, so there's no Sefiras Haimer Menater. But the way the Rambam paskins that Kitchel Shaita the Kitchel Osi Lavoi, the Rambam Perek Vav and Beis Apir paskins that the Makom HaMikdash retains the Kedusha even Bizman HaZeh, and that's why they have signs up when you visit Eretz Yisrael, they have signs up on the Makom HaMikdash that Tmeim are not permitted to enter the Makom HaMikdash, because we assume that Kitchel Osi Lavoi, we assume that the Makom HaMikdash retained its Kedusha's Makom. Rav Chaim claimed that if you think that Kitchel Osi Lavoi, then you have to hold that Sefiras Haimer Bizman HaZeh would be Midiyaraisa, because there is a Chiyuv to be Makrov Korbanos even Bizman HaZeh. There's no Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean there's no Beis HaMikdash? The walls are not there, the building, the structure is not there, but the Makom is still Mekudesh, Bekdush is Beis HaMikdash, and theoretically there is a possibility of being Makrov Korbanos even Bizman HaZeh. That's what they say in the name of Rav Chaim. And the yeshivas, they have kindness against this, that even if one should assume that Kitchel Osi Lavoi, that the Makom HaMikdash retains its Kedusha even after the year 70, that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis HaBchira. The Rambam claims that Kedushas HaMikdash was Kitchel Osi Lavoi from the day that Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam claims the Kedusha was never Paka, the Kedusha never disappeared even during the 7 years of Golas Bavel and after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha remained throughout. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha disappeared Bizman HaKurban. And when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash again, the Kedusha disappeared in the year 70. And Meheri, Bon HaMikdash, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and that will be an everlasting Beis HaMikdash. Of course, the Kedusha will remain, because the structure will remain. That's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. So in the Yeshivas, they have a taina against Rav Chaim's Cheshbon that goes as follows. Even if one should assume that Kitchel Osi Lavoi, like the Rambam's opinion, that the Makom HaMikdash still retains its Kedusha even Bizman HaZeh, this doesn't necessarily lead one to believe that there is still a Chiyuv, there's still an obligation to be Makrov Korbanos Bizman HaZeh. The Sefer HaChinuch writes explicitly that not, and many Achrayim have suggested this on their own, without quoting the Sefer HaChinuch. On their own they suggest that even if one should assume that Kitchel Osi Lavoi, it only means that makrivin achol pishein bayis, that it's permissible to be makrov korbanos bizman hazeh, even though the structure of the Beis HaMikdash is not there. But there's no obligation to bring any korbanos. Even if one holds that the Kedushas HaMikdash is there, things are not the same as they used to be bizman she Beis HaMikdash hayakayim. Because even in the Rambam we have several halachas, a whole series of halachas, which changed, where the halachas changed at the year 70 when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Achrayim ask, if you look in the stipula, the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law, the big Adam God, lives in Bnei Brak, he's called the stipula God, that's where he came from in Europe. So he wrote many svarim called Kehillos Yankis. So in one of his svarim on Shavuos, he discusses this topic of Kitchel Osi Lavoi. He quotes a series of 10 kashas or so that Achrayim ask on the Rambam, if the Rambam's opinion is that Kitchel Osi Lavoi, that the Makom HaMikdash retained its Kedusha even Bizman HaZeh, so how can the Rambam ever paskin that any dinim change at the year 70? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, everything should continue the same as it was before. For example, the Gemara has one din. The Gemara has three halachas l'moshe mishtina that were given as a package deal. Three halachas l'moshe mishtina were given together with Asachas. The Gemara says Nisach HaMayim and Sukkot, that you have to pour water in addition to pouring of the wine The Nisach HaYayin, you have to pour water also on Sukkot. Then Arova LaMizbeach, you have to take a big branch from an Arova tree and lean it on, this, on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, leaning on the Mizbeach and leaning over. The branch should be so tall, 10 amos tall, it should lean over the top of the Mizbeach. And then the third Halachum, these two have a Shaychus with each other, they're both on Sukkot. Arova LaMizbeach and Nisach HaYayin are both on Sukkot. And the third one, the third halacha moshinisina that was given together with the other two, is Tosefes Shviyos. Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel whether Tosefes Shviyos. You have to be moisif mechayil al hakodesh, not only before Yom Kippur, or before Shabbos, or before Yontif. You have to be moisif mechayil al hakodesh before Shemitah year starts. Because the Shnas HaShemitah has a Kedusha Sazman also. What's the difference whether the Kedusha Sazman is for a day, like Shabbos or Yontif, or for a year? If you have a Kedusha Sazman that lasts for a year, like Shnas HaShemitah, the Pasuk says the whole year has a Kedusha, and that's, it's because of that Kedusha Sazman that we're forbidden to do Avodas HaKarka. So the Torah requires a mitzvah Tosefes Shviyos before and after Shemitah as well. Tosefes Shabbos. No. So the Gemara gives Shiurim how much. So the Gemara says 30 days before. Minimum 30 days before. And then with the Rabbanah they added on from Pesachan or from Shavuosan. For different fields they added on even more. Depending what you grow in the field, whether you grow Tvua or whether you grow Teres Elam. And the Ikud in their rice is only 30 days before. So the Gemara has a machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the beginning of Moed Katan. What is the source of that din of Tosefes Shviyos? Is that learned out from a pasuk in the Chumash? That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel says no, that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not learned out from any pasuk. What's the halacha l'moshe misinai? So the Gemara says that this was, the Gemara says Moed Katan, this was the halacha l'moshe misinai. Arav olam izbeach and nisach hamayim and Tosefes Shviyos were all given together b'chara machter. What's the significance of putting this one, the Tosefes Shviyos, was put together with the other two? There's no connection between them. The other two have a shaykhus with each other, they both have to do with Sukkot, and this has no shaykhus. This has to do with Shemitah. So the Gemara says the reason why they were put together is to teach us that there's man that Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and you have Arav Olam Mizbeach, and you have Nisach HaMayim, then you also have Tosefes Shviyos. But there's man HaKurban, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, after the year 70, since there's no Beis HaMikdash to fulfill the other two mitzvahs of Arav Olam Mizbeach and Nisach HaMayim, so therefore you no longer have the mitzvah of Tosefes Shviyos. That's why the Mishnah says that came Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel came in a later generation after Bisham and Bisilum, and he did away with the whole din of Tosefes Shviyos, and he tasked him that you're permitted to do Avodas HaKarka in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle till Mamish, till you Mekabel Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, till you go to Shul to Daven Mincha Ma'arivan and Erev Rosh Hashanah. I, the Gemara, asked Akasha, how can he do that? If Bisham and Bisil made a takana in an earlier generation, that you have to have the dinam of Tosefes Shviyos, and the Mishnayis quote them by name, how can Rabbi Gamliel come in a later generation and undo their takana? So the Gemara says, no, there's no takana here. This was always a din d'oraisa, it was halacha l'moshe misinai, which only applied bizman HaMikdash, and after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, just like the other two halachas l'moshe misinai, Nisach HaMayim and Arav Olam Mizbeach no longer apply, so to this halacha l'moshe misinai, Tosefes Shviyos also fell off. That was the psak of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel didn't change any psak. He just said that after the year 70 came along, the Tosefes Shviyos falls off also. So the Stipler quotes this kasha with many other kashas. Why does the Rambam quote this halacha l'maisa? The Bizman HaZeh does not taste of Shemitah. Not l'fana, not l'akhara. How can it be? If the Rambam passes the kitchel l'shaita, the kitchel osi lovoi, so it means that the Kedusha is Makom HaMikdash, is present Bizman HaZeh as well. So theoretically, you can have Arav Olam Mizbeach today also. You can have Nisach HaMayim Bizman HaZeh also. The only thing is that they don't let you, the Arabs don't let you go in there to be makriv korbanos. But theoretically, the Beis HaMikdash is there, and the Kedusha is there. So really you should be able to do Nisach HaMayim Bizman HaZeh, and Arav Olam Mizbeach Bizman HaZeh. So how does the Gemara say that since you don't have those two dinim, so therefore you also don't have this din of Tosefes Shviyos? But you do have the other two dinim. So you see from this Gemara, that's what the disciple points out. You see from this Gemara that even the Rambam, who thinks that Kitchel Osi Lovoi, that there is a Kedusha HaMikdash, he also agrees that something changed. In the year 70, what changed? There's no longer a chiyuv hakrovas hakorbanos. When the Gemara says makriv and afal pishein bayis, that one is permitted to be makriv korbanos bizman hazeh, even though there's not beis hamikdash, that only means that it's allowed, that it's permissible to be makriv with the korbanos, but it no longer is obligatory. The chiyuv to be makriv korbanos is only when you have a beis hamikdash bibinyonoi. When the beis hamikdash is bichorbanoi, when the structure is not there, even though the kedushas hamakom is still present, there's no longer a chiyuv to be makriv korbanos. That's the taina that they have in the yeshivas against this cheshmer that Rav Chaim says. That what do you mean? Rav Chaim says that the Rambam the Shittosai, since the Rambam holds the makriv and achal pishein bayis, so theoretically these manas there we have the korban ha'imer also. The only thing is that lemaisa we don't do it. Practically speaking, we don't bring the korban ha'imer, but theoretically there is a chiyuv to bring the korban ha'imer. Things are just the same way they were 2,000 years ago bizman shabbos hamikdash hayakayim, and therefore sfiras ha'imer bizman hazeh is derayis. So the same way it was bizman shabbos hamikdash hayakayim. In the instance when lemaisa they didn't bring the korban ha'imer, so the taina that I have against Rav Chaim is why is it exactly the same? It's not the same. Bizman hamikdash there was a chiyuv to bring the korban ha'imer. Bizman hazeh there's no chiyuv at all. If you'll bring the korban ha'imer, it'll be kosher bizman hazeh. Makriv and afishein bais means that it's kosher if you'll do the hakrova, but there's no chayva, there's no obligation to bring the korban. So Lamai said there is no obligation bizman hazeh because there's no structure of a beis hamikdash. And Lamai said nobody brought the korban ha'imer, so that's why the Velt Pinus said that the other madam should be right in the Gemara there. Yes, Sfiras ha'imer bizman hazeh should be only in the Rabbanan.
That bizman hazeh, even though there are
two
chayvos,
still the rights of chayvos.
Yeah, yeah.
And kodesh is only predicated on a period of korban. So how can we say that?
No, Chodesh and Eretz Yisrael is certainly their right. So that's nobody ever brought an issue.
But Chodesh is only predicated on bringing a carbon.
No. Chodesh is also either until you bring the carbon or until Etzem Hayom
Hazeh.
Until
that day.
Until the day of Tezayin.
No,
the Gemara said, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, so HaKrov HaSoyimah was Matah the Chodesh. In the middle of the day of Tezayin. And Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and there is no Omer being brought, so then the day itself, Yitzum Shal Yom is Matah Chodesh. The Gemara says two versions, either the Tchilas Hayom or the Sof Hayom. We pass from the Sof Hayom is Matah Chodesh. No, but that's a different question. That doesn't indicate one way or the other.
You know, I'm going to bring the problem today. I'll bring this Shalom. It sounds like you would be the kind and you seek humans.
Right. So if there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation to bring the yomer bizman hazeh, and the ma'aser nobody brought the yomer, so what is there to be mechayev sfiras ha'imer bizman hazeh? So that's the taina that the Velt has against Rav Chaim's cheshmer. Rav Chaim makes such a simple cheshmer. Why the Rambam paskins that sfiras ha'imer bizman hazeh is deraisa, claiming that it's the Rambam l'shitosoi? It's because the Rambam thinks that makriv and afal pishein bayis. So therefore, the obligation to bring the yomer, the korban ha'imer today, is exactly identical as it was 2,000 years ago. Bizman shabbos hamikdash hayakayim, it's not exactly the same. Bizman hazeh, there is no obligation to bring them. I'll call upon him, this is a machlokes. On Shulchan Aruch, we pass in the Reiv HaPoskim hold that sfiras ha'imer bizman hazeh is only mid the Rabbana. Therefore, since it's only mid the Rabbana, so therefore we have kulis. Let's say the person has a suffix, whether he was yotze sfiras ha'imer or not, so we say sveika the Rabbana, the kula, he can falozach on the fact that that mistami he did count sfiras ha'imer. Doesn't have to bother counting again. So Tosfos has a chiddush based on this. Tosfos on that daf and the Nachas daf Samach Vav claims that since sfiras ha'imer bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, therefore we should say sveika the Rabbanon lekula. Whenever any suffer comes up, we have the right to go lehakol. So therefore Tosfos says one is permitted lachatchila to count sfiras ha'imer during bein hashmash. There's a certain period of time in between shkia and seisach kechavim, in between sunset and a little later, that the Gemara refers to as Bein Hashmashes. And the Gemara calls Bein Hashmashes as Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We don't know whether to treat it as day or to treat it as yesterday or as tomorrow. What status should it have? If it's tomorrow, then you can count, let's say tonight, I counted already Sfiras Ha'imer, so tonight was the 14th. So if I were to count during Bein Hashmashes, so what should I count? Does that period of time, those few minutes, does it belong to Monday, then you have to count 13? Or does it belong to Tuesday, so you can count 14? So it's a Safek. So if Sfiras Ha'imer would have been a Dindi Araisa Bizman Hazeh, so then you'd have to go L'chumer. You wouldn't be allowed to count Sfira during Bein Hashmashes because Sfeika D'Araisa L'chumer. But Tosfos claims, Halacha L'maaseh, that since Sfiras Ha'imer Bizman Hazeh is only Midirabbanan, and Sfeika D'Rabbanan L'kula, so you're permitted L'chatchila to count during Bein Hashmashes. Not only permitted, Tosfos says they recommend it. It's commendable. It's better to count during Bein Hashmashes. Why? Tmimos. What's the idea of Tmimos? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, when do you count Sfiras Ha'imer? We have sometimes mitzvahs that are only nohagot by yom, and sometimes mitzvahs that are only by lava. Take, for example, the Seder. You have to prava the Seder at night. If somebody is going to, Chassidus Shiit is going to start making hachanas and go to mikveh and everything, then he's going to start the Seder in the morning. Everything is going to be 10 hours late. So he's going to eat the matzah in the morning. In the daytime, he's not yet to the mitzvah. The Seder has to be by lava. And Echreis Halal has to be by Yom, and Shachris has to be by Yom, different mitzvahs, and Tzivas Lulav has to be by Yom, it can't be by Lail. The Mishnah Megillah lists off which mitzvahs are only by Yom, and which mitzvahs are only by Lail. So the Gemara says, when are you supposed to count Sfira Sayyidah? So the Pasuk says, Esfat Melechem and Mochas HaShabbos, Miyoyim HaViyachem, Esayim HaTufo, from the daytime on which you bring the Korban Haimer, and the Gemara says, the Korban Haimer can only be brought by Yom, you can't bring any Korbanos by Laila. All the Korbanos have to be brought by Yom. So the Korban Haimer is offered by Yom, and Yom Tezayin, so the Gemara quotes a Braisa Yochol, one might think that after they brought the Korban Haimer on Yom Tezayin, Nisan, and the daytime, in the middle of the day, that's when you have to start counting Sfiras Haimer. Talmud Loimar, so the Gemara says, no, there's another pasuk that says, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas Tiyena, that the count should include all 7 weeks, all 49 days. So if you're going to only count from the daytime of the first day, so the first night will be missing. You'll have 48 and a half days. You didn't include the first night of Leil Tezayim, is not included in the Sfiras Haimer. So it's because of that pasuk, because of this idea of Tmimas, that the Gemara postulates the klal, that the Sfira Simon must take place Dafka Balayim. That's how the Rishonim understood the Gemara. Rav Velvele Soloveitchik Zechem Avrochet Tainin, he didn't see that the Gemara said that. He said, if you would ask me, he said, if I would read the Gemara, I would read it differently. He says, the Gemara simply means to say the following, that, this, again, the simple reading of the pasuk is, Esfatim Lechem Avrochet Shabbos, Miyoyim HaViyachem, then you count Sfira in the daytime, and Yoyim Tezayim is. So the Gemara says, if you only count Sfira, and we have some mitzvahs that are only by Yom and some mitzvahs that are only by Laila. You have some mitzvahs that you can either do by Yom or by Laila. You have some mitzvahs that you have the choice, either to do by Yom or by Laila. So let's take over here Sfira Sayyim. The Gemara first thought that it's only by Yom. Talmud Leimah, no, the Pasuk says, Shavu Shabbos is Tmimas Tiyena. You have to have a full 7 weeks. And if you can only count in the daytime, then you're only going to have 48 and a half days. The first night was never included in the Sfira because you couldn't have counted by Laila. So now that the Pasuk tells me that you need Tmimos, so the Brisker of Taina, Rav Avla Taina, that only indicates that you can either count by Yom or by Laila. You have an option to count by Yom or by Laila. So if you would have counted by Laila when we count, the second night of Pesach, we count Sfira Sayyim at night, so then you include all 49 days are included in the Sfira. Even if you count in the daytime of Tezayin Nisan also. If the din would be that Sfira Sayyim has to be Dafke Bayom, so the only thing you're counting are the days, you're not counting last night. So last night was left out of the unit of the Sfira. But if the din says you can either count Bayom or Balayla, even if you personally happen to count Bayom, but your Sfira is Chal on today and on last night. Because if you wanted to, you could have counted last night also. So just because you're lazy and you didn't do this Rizmak Dimon Mitzvah and you chose to postpone to count Sfira till a minute before the Shkia, but the whole day is counted. Hayoyim me'mechad ba'imah. The person gets up on the first day of Pesach. First day of the Sfira. He counts the Sfira 1 minute before the first day of the Sfira. The second day of Pesach. The first 1 minute before the day is over. He's counting the whole day. The Gemara's Havamina was that if you count by Yom, only the day is included and the night before is not, thinking that you cannot be Yetzir Sfira Balayla. If you can't be Yetzir Sfira Balayla, even if you try, then the Sfira is only Chal on the day. But once the Gemara lands out from Tmimos, that the night before must be included in the Sfira as well. So maybe the Pasuk only tells you the Sfira can be either by Yoyim or by Laila. And if you count by Yoyim, everything is included. Yoyim and Laila. That's what he tiny is. He doesn't see any Hechech at all in the Gemara to this opinion in the Rishon Ben. It's a Machlokes. Teishas HaNadav quotes two opinions. Once the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Tmimos, does it indicate that you have to count Dafka by Laila? Or does it mean no? Either by Yoyim or by Laila. It's optional. Anyway, so Lamaisa, we're Machna. We only count by Laila. What do you mean we're Machma the other way also? Let's say if a person forgot to count by Laila, we tell him you should count by Yom. You don't tell him, don't count by Yom, you don't gain anything. No, we tell him, count by Yom, believe Bracha. Why do we say count by Yom, believe Bracha? Because it's a Machlokes, there are two opinions in Tesis, whether one can fulfill a mitzvah of Sfira Sarima only by Laila, or either by Yom or by Laila. So we go to Chumrah both directions. We tell a person he should count, if he forgot to count Sfira by Laila, we recommend he should count by Yom. And according to many Rishonim, he will be Yetzir, he will fulfill the full mitzvah of Sfira Sayyimah. So because we have a klal, Sofik Brachas Lahakel, so we recommend he should omit the bracha, because the bracha is not miyakeh, so let him count Sfira Sayyimah without a bracha. So assuming like that, that's the way Tesis assumes, that the Sfira Sayyimah has to take place the Dafke Balayla. Why? Because the Pasuk says Tmimos, and Tmimos means that you have to include as much as possible into the Sfira. So Tesis goes one step further and says like this. All right, so you have to count Dafke Balayla. So is there any difference between counting, let's say, at 8 8:25 or counting at 9:30? If you're going to count at night, what's the difference? Tosfos says, yes.
Tosfos says,
hold, you have to get as much of the night as possible into the sphere. Because of Tmimos, you should count at the first available opportunity, Balayla. Just like you shouldn't count in the daytime because it'll be a chisaron of Tmimos. So too in the nighttime, you shouldn't wait till Chatzos, you shouldn't wait till 9:30. You should count right at the very beginning of the Laila in order to chaparayin as much as possible. So Tosfos says, no, if you should assume that Tzvira Soim of Bizman Hazeh is only Midi Rabbanon, as the Gemara seems to say, that's how we paskin. Rov HaPaskin holds Tzvira Soim of Bizman Hazeh is only Midi Rabbanon because we don't have any carbonite. We have no Beis HaMikdash, we have no carbonite. So if it's only Bizman Hazeh Midi Rabbanon, so we say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. So Tosfos says we should allow everybody to sell Tzvira during Ben Hashemesh. Not only allow, but Tosfos we should recommend it, Mishum Tmimos, because we want to...
7 weeks, there's only one individual day.
So the Gemara, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha, but the Gemara assumes that it goes on every day. Right, but that's how the Gemara assumes that it goes on every day, and this is the source. This is the source. Right, this is the source of the principle that you have to count every day, balaylo. You shouldn't wait to count by yom, you should count balaylo. So then Tesis and a group of other Rishonim, Aram Rutenberg, all the Balaya Tesis, they claim not only should you count balaylo, not by yom, you should count as early as possible balaylo. It's always a heated to count earlier balayla. Oh, so they claim that since Bein Hashemesh is a Safik Yom Safik Laila and it's Seikah the Rabbanon is Lekula, so it's recommended to count the Dabke in Bein Hashemesh is not to wait till it's Vaday Laila. Wait till it's Vaday Laila, so you will have missed a few moments of the Spirit. You waited a few minutes after Seisha Kohavit. So Tosfos claims you should Dabke count in Bein Hashemesh. That's what Tosfos said. The Shulchan Aruch, Shulchanach, they don't quote this opinion of Tosfos. They quote the Ran in the end of Sochem, the Ran on the last daf from Sochem on the Rif, where the Rif discusses a little bit the Dinam of Sphira Soimer. So they quote the Ran who disagrees with Tosfos. He says that even if we should assume Sphira Soimer, Bizman Hazeh, Zonim, the Rabbanim, we wouldn't allow Sphira Lachatchila and Ben Hashmash. Why? Because of Ben Hashmash is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. And Sveika, true Sveika, the Rabbanim Lekula means that the Leis Breira, if you got stuck. If you're stuck, if you're in a bind and you can't get out of it, so Belay Freire, you have a right to be made. But if you can easily avoid the whole problem, just wait another 15 minutes and become Isofik. So then the Ran says, whenever you have a Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula and it can easily be avoided just by waiting a few minutes, then we don't allow you to use the Klal of Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. That's a Mefurish Gemara he quotes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this now. Mefurish Gemara beginning of Beitza. Whenever you have a dog, Sheish Lematirin, I feel a bit of Rabbon, and you have to go Lechumre. Why? Because Adche Tachlena Bisa, Tachlena Beheter. Why be Mekel if you can wait till, why use the Hachro or Hakel? Wait another day, it'll be Yoshai. The whole thing will be Mutter for sure.
When we
fail
after the Seder, some people even do that.
The Chassidim sail after the Seder.
Because they don't
want to
have the
title of Sasa. It's a different time. I'll pick up both. Because he says, Shabbos, after the Kedushas HaYom is over, so if you're counting Sfira and Shul, and then you go home, you proud of the Seder, and you say Halal and everything, so how can it be? How are you proud of the Seder? Either Shabbos, but you're going to go to Shul tomorrow morning, Davin Vaita Musaf? Going to Davin Vaita Musaf? So what are they
causing? As far as Mimos, that should be. All right, you say Mara, we double by Mara, we double time, don't lose Ben Shmuel. But if you wait till after the Seder, you shouldn't lose Tmimus, according to Tosfos.
No, the problem of waiting till after the Seder is a greater problem than Tmimus. It's something more serious than that. The Kayesha says you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat before Sphira Sino. Shema Yishkaf, you're not allowed to eat before you do any mitzvah. Shizmano is there. No, but the Mekubalim tied it. This didn't start from the Chassidim guys. This started from Birkei Yosef, quotes this from the Sfardish in Mekubalim. That they were makbid, many of them were makbid, bedafke, to count Sphira after the Seder. Because it says, Mimachas HaShabbos, and the Seder will be a Sphira with the Sphira Seder. So then the later Achareinim asked, why is Dafke the Seder a Sphira? What about the whole davening tomorrow morning? We're going to daven again to dig a davening. So why are they only worried about the Seder? So now Achareinim, they explain what the problem is. They explain, I think we discussed it last year, they explain that the Zohar quotes the same kasha, discusses the same kasha that the Gemara discusses, but on a slightly different level. Why don't we say Gantz Halal on Shvi Yishal Pesach? The Gemara discusses why you don't say Gantz Halal on Shvi Yishal Pesach, it's not a Yontif, every Yontif we say Halal. So the Gemara says we will Yotze the Halal on the first day Pesach. I hakam on every day of Sukkot we repeat Gantz Halal. So the Gemara says, on every day of Sukkot there's a new carbon, so it's like a new Kedushas Hayom. Masheni Kane on Pesach, it's a repetition of the same Karbanos every day, and it's one long Kedushas Hayom that lasts for 7 days. Right, so we were all Yotzei with the Halal that we recited on the first day Pesach. So that's what the Gemara says. But the Zohar asks a different kasha. Why not say, the Medrash and the Zohar asks a different kasha, why not say Gantz Halal and Shvi Shal Pesach, not because of Yom Tov, because of the Nes of Kriyas Yom Tov. Just like we say Gantz Halal and Chanukah because of the Nes, not because of Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov, because of the Nes Chanukah. Why not say Gantz Halal and Shvi Shal Pesach because of the Nes of Kriyas Yom Tov? So the Medrash gives the answer because Masi Yeretai Mayam, it's improper. And the Zohar gives a different time. Why? It's not proper to say Gantz Halal during Sphira Soima. A new time. That Sphira is a time of Avelus. Not only Sphira is a time of Avelus because the students of Rabbi Akiva died. No, Sphira is an Indian of Avelus Menatera. Why? Because when a person is a Tomei, this is Zohar's whole explanation, when a private person is Tomei, so sometimes the Torah requires that he should wait 7 days till he becomes Tohor. When a whole nation is Tomei, so then the Torah requires that the nation should wait 7 weeks to become Tohor. They have to Klal Yisrael count Sphira Soimer and they wait 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot. This brings about a Tahara for us. That's how the Zohar uses the Lashon. Ayidei Sphira Soimer, we say in the Nusach by the Yirat and the Taharenim with Kut Pesach, that the Sphira Soimer is for the purpose of acquiring a Tahara. If you look in Rabbeinu Hirsch's commentary on Chumash, he has such a Lashon also. He doesn't tell you he's quoting from the Zohar, but that's what he's doing. He's quoting from the Zohar, but he says that the purpose of Sphira Soimer is to bring Tahara to the whole nation, to the whole Klal Yisrael. So we have a halacha that
if
the Zohar has a klal, whenever a person is tameh, he's not permitted to enter the Beis Hamikdash. And entering the Beis Hamikdash means to come in the presence of Hashem. That's the greatest simcha one can have. So whenever a person is in a state of tumah, this is always in a contradiction. This is always a stira to real simcha. So whenever there's a halach of tumah, it always carries along with it in inyan of avelus. That's what the Zohar says. So during the time of Sphira Soimer, there is an inyan of avelus, and as such, it's not proper to say halal al hanes. Halal for yontav apparently doesn't bother us. If you have a yontav, there's a simchas yontav, so you say halal. Punkt up is halal for a nes, that would be, to say gant halal for a nes, that the Zohar says would be a contradiction to the avelus that Klal Yisrael should observe during the Sphira period. That's what some have a sign about saying halal on Yom HaTzmut. That if you want to be mistaken a Yom Tov, it's okay. You want to say chati halal, it's okay. But to say gantz halal, that's in contradiction to the Zohar. That's a shayla. You have to worry about the Zohar now. So that's why... We are reliving...
We're going back to see it. When he's talking about Peter Thompson,
right. So Bnei Yisrael became Tomei in Mitzrayim because of all of the Chatoim that they did. I don't know. So the Rebbe Shlom said that we can shake off all of our Averis and demitire ourselves by counting Sphira of 7 weeks and then reaching Shavuot, reaching Kabbalah Soter. So this we relive every year, so to speak. We count Sphira, Shiva and Kiyan, to demitire ourselves in order to become Torah for Kabbalah Soter. But the Zohar says every year Klal Yisrael should relive this inyan of Sphira Shivinikim to be Mitayar ourselves, and as such we relive this state of Tumah, and we're all in a state of Avelus and Avelus Deraisa, nothing to do with the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. That's why Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi the Arizal, right, Alpi the Arizal, they don't take haircuts all of Sphira. According to the Kabbalah, they don't observe either these 33 days or those 30 days, or the middle 33 days or whatever. The whole Sphira, they don't take any haircuts. Why? Because it has nothing to do with the students of Rabbi Akiva who died during part. The Gemara says they died during a period of the Sphira. The Freisach said, Bein Pesach La'atzeres, they died part of the time. They didn't die the whole time. So we have different minhagim when we observe that Avelus. But this is a different Avelus. This is Avelus Deraisa. That's what the Zohar says. So that's what they explain in the Chassidish Svarim, in the Shara Kerli quotes and others like that. That's why by the Chassidim and by Yisrael Mekubal and by Svadish Mekubal, they're makbid. They count Sphira Datke after the Seder. It's in violation of the din. You're not allowed to eat before you count Sphira. So they say no, because they're going to say the Hallel by the Seder. And the Hallel by the Seder is a Hallel of Shas HaNes. It's a Hallel of Simchas HaNes. The Nes of Yitzias in time. It's not like the Hallel of the morning of Pesach. That's a Hallel of Yontav. A Hallel of Yontav is somehow not in contradiction to the Avelus, to the Tum and the Avelus idea. But a halal of Zechel HaNes, of Shas HaNes, this would be in contradiction. So that's why many are makbid the dafkit that sells Svira Seimer after the Haggadah, after the whole Haggadah is over, after having completed the whole Hallel on the second night of Pesach.
At the time of the Beis Hamikdash, everyone made the bracha for Svira Seimer, or was it just the Beis Hamikdash?
No, it would appear that everybody said the bracha.
Everybody counted the Omer the first day. Did the Shliach Beis go down and cut the Omer, or did everyone do it?
No, everybody. The Mishnah describes that the people from the neighboring towns would all come together to watch the way the Shliach Beis would cut off the grain from the ground and package it and take it to the Beis Hamikdash. Then it would be taken care of by the Shluchei Beis. The Shluchei Beis were in charge of all of the Korban of Tzibah. That's the function of the Beis Nagadol. One of the many functions of the Beis Nagadol is to supervise all the Korban of Tzibah.
And what was Matir to them at that point? What from calling Kamel?
There are two dinim of Chodesh. There's one Issa Chodesh, one is not permitted to be kosher Tzvo Chadosh. You're not allowed to harvest the new grain that grew this year since last Pesach until you cut the Yoyma. And after Ktsira Saima, then there's an Issa, there's still an Issa, you're not permitted to eat the Tzvo Chadosh, to eat the new grain until Hakrova Saima. That dinah still applies to Zanazeh. The Issa that one is not permitted to be kosher Tzvo Chadosh applies to Zanaz also, except that that clearly only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. The Yisr Shalom Likzor Tvua Chadosho, not to harvest Tvua Chadosho, the Rambam says only applies in Eretz Yisrael, in a Mokum where it's roy to bring the Yoimer from. And the Mishnah says you can only bring Yoimer from Eretz Yisrael. You cannot bring Yoimer from a Chutz Lorot. The Yisr of eating Chadosh, that's already a Machalek Zatanam, but the Yisr Achilas Chadosh is limited Menater to Eretz Yisrael, and it's only the Rabbanon that it applies to Chutz Lorot, in which case we assume it should only apply to the Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Namely to Egypt, and Avra Yarden, and so on, and Syria. Well, no, it's Menater, it applies to Chutz Lorot, in which case it would apply all over the world. That's the Machlokas, I suppose.
I wonder if there's an irreverent question on the Minhag of Mekubalim to count Sphira after the Seder. The reason being that they don't want to have the Hallel Simcha on days at a time of Averus. Actually, the fact that they can't steal a lake doesn't change the Shiva Shavua symbol. Maybe really they should be learning from here that despite the fact that you have Shiva Shavua, it's not allowed to say how long it is.
Taina, that's how Rov HaPoskim assume like that. Rov HaPoskim assume like that. Somehow, by many Hasidim, they have picked up this minik from the Mekubal to count the Sira Seimer after the same.
And they're
missing
more than
the Mekubal. I think most of the ones that were smitten again by the women, the women should be able to count Sira. But they weren't sure, they didn't count Sira.
So that's why you wait till the end.
So
you can say it before Kiddush?
What do you say after that? Right after you say
Sphira Seimer,
what do you say?
Taisa says in Megillah, that right after you say Sphira Seimer, you should say Harachmo Hayachsolo Rabbeis Beis Hamikdash L'Mekoymo. What's that? This little of nowhere, all of a sudden you pray for the Beis Hamikdash. Taisa says, because Sphira Seimer today is only with the Rabbanon. Why? Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give us back the Beis HaMikdash, that this mitzvah should become again a mitzvah and a Torah. This tchina is found in Taisus. All the other tchinas are not found in Taisus. This is the only tchina that Taisus calls. That after Sphira Seimer, we should say, Haracham Anu Yachzalon HaBeis Beis HaMikdash L'mkayim. Then Taisus goes on to ask a kasha, so why don't we say this Haracham Anu also when we blow Shaifer? So Taisus gives a teretz on the kasha. What was the kasha in the first place? Why should you say Harachmon? When you blow Shofar? Taisus from the Gilad of Chofan Beis. What is Kiyah Shofar? Why? Kiyah Shofar is Mede Rabbanim is Manazer. And when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Kiyah Shofar will be Manatera. What exactly? Which Kiyah Shofar is only a Zeichel HaMikdash? Very unclear what Taisus is referring to. So some suggest that Taisus is referring to the Kiyahs and Motzoi Yom Kippur. That a Matzah Yom Kippur, we blow Shofar at the end of Nila in the middle of Kaddish, and nobody knows exactly why. So Tosfos in Megillah suggests one time perhaps why is because Zeichel Yovel, the Bezman Hazeh, there's no Yovel there, right? So Tosfos is asking Akasha, why don't we say Harachman, the Absalon of Eretz, there's a Megillah in Kaima after those Kiyas on Matzah Yom Kippur. Very unclear that that's what Tosfos is referring to. Yeah, yeah. They talk about Lulav and Esrog also. Talk about why don't we say the same Tchila by Lulav and Esrog called Shiva, yeah. Others claim that Tesis is referring to is asking Akasha when you say the Tkiyah Gdoila. At the end of all the Tkiyahs, we have a Tkiyah Gdoila, or in Shulchan Aruch they used to have, Bizman HaGrana had a true Gdoila. They'd blow tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu, as long as the Baal Tkiyah could go. That was the last call. Now we have changed the meaning, we have a Tkiyah Gdoila at the end. So what is the Tkiyah Gdoila based on? What is the true Gdoila based on? Some claim that apparently this Tesis holds that it's the Zechel HaMikdosh, that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Bizman HaMikdosh, when after the Baal Tkiyah would blow in Chazaras HaShatz, the private people would continue to blow Shofar all day long. So somehow this should be a Zechel HaMikdosh. It was only in the Beis HaMikdosh it was like that. In other places, not. And when the Baal Tkiyah finished, it was over. And the Beis HaMikdosh would continue blowing later. But it's one of the problematic cases.
Is it Meir Kairos definitely in the Rabban?
Meir Kairos is not even in the Rabban. It's only a Minhag, right?
And it's a Minhag. So
places quotes it from New York.
So that's
what we do. That's the case. No, but is that a Zechel HaMikdosh? That the Meir Kairos is not necessarily Zechel HaMikdosh. Tosis assumes that there's something in Kiyo Shofar that somehow Zechel HaMikdosh. Some aspect of Kiyo Shofar is supposed to be Zechel HaMikdosh. Rabbi Ki Vega has a very interesting kasha on Shulchan Aruch, and he doesn't really give an answer on his kasha. We have, the Shulchan Aruch has the minhag. Shulchan Aruch writes the minhag the way we have. When you're davening in shul on Friday night, so after Ma'ariv, you have to say Kiddush, and you have to count Sfiras Hayomim. So which should you do first? Should you recite Kiddush first, or should you count Sfiras Hayomim first? So the Shulchan Aruch says you say Kiddush first, in order to usher in the Shabbos earlier. In many shuls, the reason why you say Kiddush first is because it's not yet Tzeis HaKohom, so you want to wait with the Sfiras Hayomim to lift the Tzeis HaKohom. You want to wait another 2 minutes, but the Chazan sing for a few minutes to stall off for more time. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, but on the Tzoy Shabbos, when you have two mitzvahs to do, you have Havdalah to recite, and you have a Sfira Seimer to recite, so which should you do first? So the Shulchan Aruch suggests you should do first the Sfira Seimer and then the Havdalah, because the Havdalah officially is a declaration that Shabbos is over. That's the public declaration of farewell to the Shabbos. So kol apukei yoimim yachrina. We always try to prolong the Shabbos as long as we can. L'maisa, we've already davened Ma'ariv, we've already recited Atochan Antonin Nishmanes. So l'maisa, we've already said Havdalah B'tfilah. But still, it's the official declaration that Shabbos is over. That the Havdalah consists of the official declaration. So you postpone them as long as you can. So halach l'maisa, that's our practice. We first, Amatoy Shabbos, we first count Sfiras Hayomer, and then we recite Havdalah. So Rabbi Kivega has Akasha. Why should that be so? Why shouldn't we say the following? Because we have a Mishnah in Zvochim, in Perakol HaTodir, where the Mishnah says, whenever you have to do two mitzvahs, is there any seder? Is there any system which should indicate which mitzvah should be done first, which second? So if you have Todir v'sheino Todir, Todir Kedem. If you have two mitzvahs, one is done more often than the other. So we do first the mitzvah Todiris, and then the mitzvah Sheino Todiris. If you have, the two mitzvahs are equally Todir, but one is more Mekudosh than the other, so then we have a klal, one is more important than the other. So then we have a klal, Mekudosh v'eidah Mekudosh. So Mekudosh Kedem, you do the more important mitzvah first. So here, Rabbi Kivega has a kasha, and then the Gemara has a shalom. What do you do if you have Todir versus Mekudosh? The Gemara has a teiku. What's the din of such a case? So Rabbi Kivega has a kasha over here. What if you have to do two mitzvahs? One is a mitzvah min HaTorah, and one is a mitzvah min HaRabbanan. So shouldn't one think that a mitzvah min HaTorah is more important than a mitzvah min HaRabbanan? So l'chaira, the mitzvah min HaTorah should be Mekudosh, and the mitzvah min HaRabbanan should be Eina Mekudosh, not as important as the mitzvah min HaTorah. So shouldn't we say over here, what's the story with Sfiras Hayomer, and what's the story with Havdalah? So Sfiras Hayomer is a machlokes. The Rambam and the Gaonim think Sfiras Hayomer b'zman hazeh is the Raisa. And halacha l'maisa, when it comes down to the bottom line, we paskin not like them. Morgan Avraham paskin says Sfiras Hayomer b'zman hazeh is only with the Rabbanon. What's the story with Havdalah? Is Havdalah the Raisa the Rabbanon? So it's a machlokes. So halacha l'maisa, we paskin, when it comes down to the bottom line, paskin that Havdalah is the Raisa. The women are mechuyev in Havdalah the same as men. L'chatchila v'machmer, that the woman shouldn't say her own Havdalah, she should have Havdalah from the men, because it could be that it's only the Rabbanan, in which case perhaps women are not mechuyev, but Mikra didn't be passed, and Allah l'maisa, that Kiddush and Havdalah are both their rights. Havdalah is their rights. The pasuk l'havdol beit ha-kodesh v'enacho, I think it was yesterday Shodra. Shmini. Yeah, so the Gemara derives, the Gemara Shavuot derives from that pasuk, from the pasuk Zachar Sam Shabbos Likatsho Zachar Hu Alayayin, that only says Likatsho, so that's only Kiddush. The Gemara asks Havdalah Minai, So the Gemara quotes that pasuk, "L'hav d'ber hakadosh v'ein achol." The mitzvah to recite havdolah min ha'ter. So we assume that that's a drasha gemara derais, that it's a din derais. So Rabbi Kivege has a kasha: if Sfira Soimer is mederabbanan, havdolah is mederaisa, so why do we choose to count Sfira Soimer first and delay havdolah till later because of this outside consideration of kol apukei yoyim miakrinon? We prolong the Shabbos a little bit longer. We officially bid farewell to the Shabbos 2 minutes later after the Sfira Soimer. We first count Sfira, then we say havdolah. Shouldn't we use a regular principle of Mekudesh, Reina Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kodesh?
So that's, we say that before the Sfira Soimer.
I mean, we've already said the havdolah derais and atachan atonim. So they're both midirabbanan now. Okay, that could be a good pair. That could be a good term.
The same thing with Kagura, the same thing, the same question. It's my interpretation, right? I mean, I'm a little joking. Which comes first, Abdullah and Shul, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Basu and Issa, what you look like, the same thing. Huh? That's the Shul, Basu and Issa, that's what I was training with. Okay.
Similar cash. A similar cash.
Before you mentioned the shelter, the shelter of anything that was the cosmos on Rosh Hashanah. Did they blow chatzotros at the same time they blew shofar?
In the Beis Hamikdash only, they blew shofar and chatzotros simultaneously.
So that's why they do, because the chatzotros, whole shofar will be on Rosh Hashanah. That was only in the Beis Hamikdash.
Means that we should say harachman hoyachzalana v'ariz Beis Hamikdash l'mkoyma, we should have a different form of kiyah shofar. Could be that that's the taste, isn't it? It could be. Just about being Ashmashis, maybe I'll just explain what it is. The Gemara has a machlekes Rav Yudah and Rav Yosi. Rav Yudah's opinion is that being Ashmashis is a period of time that extends for a few minutes. And Rav Yosi's opinion is that no, being Ashmashis is geherifying. Being Ashmashis just takes a half a second. I remember my father Shul in the Bronx, so there used to be one balabas who knew a little bit Gemara, so he always, every Motzoi Shabbos, he would be angry. What are you waiting so long for Dav Meir? Let's pass like Rav Yosi that Ben Ashmashis is Gehera fine and Shabbos is over. He knew how to learn, he knew the Gemara in Shabbos, but he didn't have the Gemara neither. The Gemara has a Machlokes in neither. When is the Gehera fine of Rav Yosi? Rav Yudah holds that Ben Ashmashis takes a period of time. The Gemara says that Ben Ashmashis, that Rav Yudah takes Shlosha Rive Mil, 3/4 of the time that it takes to walk a mile. Exactly how long that is, let's say 18 minutes. Say 20 minutes. Let's say, for argument's sake, Ben Ashmashis, let's say 20 minutes. So when Rav Yosi says Ben Ashmashis is geherifying just a split second, which herifying is it? So the Gemara makes it clear that Rav Yosi doesn't mean to say that it's the first herifying after the Shkia. The Gemara says either it's the last split second of the 18 minutes of Rav Yudah, or it's the next split second. So Rav Yosi is of the opinion that, let's say, Rav Yudah holds that Ben Ashmashis is 18 minutes, Rav Yosi would say not true, that the first 17 and a half minutes of Rav Yudah are Vadayom. He makes it worse. Rav Yosi Shita makes it worse. He says that it's Vadayom, and the neck and the last half minute is Ben Ashmashis. Or the other version of the Gemara in the has it that not so. Rav Yosi holds the whole 18 minutes of Rav Yudah Vadayom, and the next half minute, the next terrifying is the Ben Ashmashis. Exactly. What are these 18 minutes of Rav Yudah? When are the 18 minutes of Rav Yudah? So that's Vaita Big Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham quotes from Rav Lezer Ivitz and the Sefer Yireim that at sunset, when the sun goes down below the horizon, that's Lila, that's Seis HaKachavim. That's Seis HaKachavim. So when is Ben Ashmashis? So he says the last 18 minutes before the sun set, that's the Safik Yireim, the Safik Lila. That's called Ben Ashmashis. So it's based on this far out shita. This, nobody passes like this, but it's based on this opinion of the Yireim of Rav Lezer Ivitz, that the women are made to ben shlicht on Friday 18 minutes before the Shkia, because you want to be Mekabel Shabbos before Ben Ashmashis. If you're going to light the candles on the last 18 minutes, the current of Lezen Mitz, you're Mekabel Shabbos Nisafek. So that's why the women are makbid to ben shlicht before the 18 minutes, so that even according to Lezen Mitz, they haven't been lighting candles during the Ben Ashmashis. That's the Shita Tchui Lagamre. His opinion has not been accepted by the other Rishonim. The only question is, assuming not like Rav Lezer Ivitz, that the 18 minutes are not the last 18 minutes before sunset. So when do the 18 minutes begin? So the Vilna Gaon is of the opinion that the 18 minutes begin right after the Shkia. That right when the sun sets, then you have these 18 minutes. And then you have Seis HaKachavim there. Of course, it's not 18 minutes all year long. The 18 minutes means for Yerushalayim time on Erev Pesach. The Gemara's talking in Eretz Yisrael. And Erev Pesach, it'll be 18 minutes. That means it's a certain degree angle that the sun is below the horizon. So you have to figure out, according to any given latitude and longitude, how long, how many minutes will it take. If the sunset, for the sun to be that degree angle below the horizon, that it should be that that degree of darkness on the earth. So you have tables, you have calculations where they figured it out. How many minutes is it anywhere in the world? The Rabbi Natam has a completely different sheet based on the Gemara himself. And the Gemara says in one place himself, in that Tzadik Dalet, that it takes the distance of 4 mil, 4 times 18, that's 72 minutes, it takes a distance of 4 mil from the sunset till Tzeisa Kachom. So how can this Gemara say that it's 4 mil from sunset till Tzeisa Kachom, 72 minutes, if the Gemara says in Shabbat that it's only 18 minutes? Isn't that a contradiction? So the Rabbi Natam is Miyashiv, he says, well, it's like this. The first 55 minutes or so after sunset is Vadayom. Even though it's pitch black outside. 55 minutes after the Shtir is still Vadayom. And then your Bein HaShemashes begins. In the next 18 minutes, until 72 minutes after the sunset, that's called the Suffolk and Suffolk Rav. This is the opinion of the Rabbi Natam. This opinion of the Rabbi Natam was shared by many we showed him, and the Shulchan Aruch writes like that. Shulchan Aruch writes the halacha like that, both in Hilchos Shabbos. He says those stars don't count. The only stars that count are Kechavim Beinoniim, middle sized stars. If they're too big, they don't count. And you don't have to wait till the tiny stars are visible. They don't have to wait till midnight.
That's right. Says,
right, right. So the. So the Rabbi Natam, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rabbi Natam that until about 55 minutes after sunset is still Vadayom, then the next 18 minutes is Sefik Yom, Sefik Laila. The Vilna Goyim Tainas and the Birag Mo, that Achush Makrish, how can it be? Look outside. You see at 55 minutes after sunset, the sky is full of stars. How can anybody in his right mind say that that's Vadayom? Of course it's Sefik Kachom. That's why the Vilna Goyim claims that it's not so. I think Marish is the favorite, though, that it's 72 minutes after sunset is Sefik Kachom. So he says, no, the Gemara there is talking about a different thing. The Gemara himself and Tzadik Dalet is not discussing the halacha when it's Yom, when it's Laila. The Gemara is discussing travelers who travel by foot on the highway. So the Gemara says they travel till the middle of the night, till Tzeis HaKom. How long into the night? They're not going to travel all night long. The Gemara says they travel into 72 minutes into the night. But it doesn't mean that that's Tzeis HaKom for Hilchas Yom and Laila. That's a different Gemara by Mamadlikin that Tzeis HaKom for Yom and for Laila. Is 18 minutes after the Shkia.
Now, when you got the problem of Lila on Yom Kippur, there's a Zman for Lila. Does that clash with the Rebbeinu Tam's opinion with 55 minutes and still Yom? You're telling me when is it joined by Lila or is it not Lila?
There's an achloek is where he starts to finish Nila Bayom, or it's an achloek if you start Nila Bayom. There are three shitas. You can start by Lila, one shita. But we don't pass like that shita. The other shita is you have to finish Bayom. That's what the Vilna Gaon pass like that. You should finish Nila Bayom. And then sit around for an hour.
And what are you supposed to tell them first? Mincha or Nila?
No, first Mincha and then Nila.
But if they say you've done Mincha so late when it's still day, so it comes up, their Mincha a whole year is before Nila is on Yom Kippur. It's after
your Nila.
Yeah.
It's after your Nila, but it's before their Nila. No?
Listen,
they hold it. They're starting Nila. Mabod Yom, they're starting Nila before.
Nila is happened by the
tongue. Yeah.
Talking about the righteous.
The Chassam Sofer has a completely different shita, which is not found in the regular Rishon. The Chassam Sofer claims that the two Gemaras can be reconciled as follows. He says that the Bein Hashmashos, the amount of time that the Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lailo is only about 18 minutes. That's the Gemara Ben Mamadlikin. And the Gemara Imsachim that says that Tzeis HaKachavim is 72 minutes after the Shkia, that means that that's the maximum. It's never past 72 minutes. But in those 72 minutes between sunset and the Vaday, Tzeis HaKachavim, where do you place which 18 minutes are the Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lailo? So the Suffolk claims that floats during different times of the year. It'll be at a different time. Sometimes it'll be the first 18 minutes, like the Vilna Goy. Sometimes it'll be like the Rabbeinu Tam, the last 18 minutes, and sometimes it'll be in the middle. The 18 minutes of Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila float around. Halacha l'maaseh, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yudah, who says that the whole 18 minutes of Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, do we paskin like Rabbi Yosi? That it's only the last half minute of the 18 minutes, or is it the first half minute after that? So the Gemara says in Shabbos and Bamadlik and Rabbi Yechon, it says we are machmer like both. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that since we don't have any psak, it's unclear. The issue has not been determined. It hasn't been Aget Paskin. So we always have to go lechumre to consider both the opinion of Rabbi Yude and the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. So the Marshal, the Gemara has a din that on a tainis, it's permissible to eat during Beit HaShemesh. The Gemara says the two exceptions to the rule are Yom Kippurim and Tisha B'Av. But on Beit HaShemesh of Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av it's also to eat. But let's say Beit HaShemesh of Asara B'Tavis and some Gedalia and Shavuot B'Tamuz, it's permissible to eat.
Why not? You don't like.
Of the night, the night after, when the punis is over, right? To break the fast, right? Right. When Shavuot B'Tamuz is over, you don't have to fast till Seis HaKechavim. The Gemara says you can fast in until Bein HaShemashes, and then you're allowed to eat. So the Shaila is, when is Bein HaShemashes? So let's say we follow the Vilna Gaon. The first 18 minutes after Shkia is Bein HaShemashes and finished. So I'm allowed to start eating right after the Shkia. So the Vilna Gaon says no. The Vilna Gaon himself writes in the Bi'ur, he says no, because Rabbi Yechonon says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey, you have to be machmer in both directions, both for Rabbi Yudah and for Rabbi Yosi, because there is no clear cut psak. So since maybe the din is like Rabbi Yosi, the Beit HaShemashes is Harafayim, and Harafayim doesn't mean Harafayim the first second after Shkia. It means the last Harafayim, the last half minute of the 18 minutes, or the first half minute after the 18 minutes. So the Meir, you have to wait 18 minutes after the Shkia. Why not say Safik Darabana Lakula? So Ben is what Tesis said, that Safik Darabana Lakula by Bein HaShemashes is Tam Veri Shver. The Ram says we don't pass from like Tesis because like a Dovashesh Lamatirin. Wait another couple of minutes and it'll be Yoshaila. But Ben is another reason why the Tesis is Shver. Rabbi Kivega points out in one of his Chuvas. Take for example the following. The second day Yontif is only with the Rabbana. So let's say when the second day Yontif is over and it's after Shkia, so you still have to wait till Seis HaKacham to do Malach. So he asks why. Why not say Sveikah Darabar Lekul? Stach Bein HaShemashes? So let's be Mekul. Sveikah Darabar Lekul? Or let's say when Shabbos is over, when Shabbos is holding by being completed, so why do you have to wait to do Malach until Seis HaKacham of Saturday night Motzai Shabbos? Just wait till Bein HaShemashes. And you should be allowed to do all these Surim the Rabbonim. Most of the things that we do on Shabbos, most of the Malachas are running with the Rabbonim. You strike a match, that's the Malach of the Rice, turn on a light, that's the Malach of the Rice. And most of the Malachas that we do are running the Rabbonim. So let's say, why do you have to wait till Seis HaKechavim on Mitzvah Shabbos to do Malachas? You should only have to wait to do Malachas the Rice. All Malachas the Rabbonim should be Mutar Bein HaShemashes. It's not true. How come it's not true? So the Magen Avraham suggests, no, that's a different story wise up to that. That's because you have a Cheskas Yoyim. That's because you have a cheskas yoyim. If you have a period of time, let's say 18 minutes, let's say the first 18 minutes after the shkia, the first 20-25 minutes, whenever the Bein HaShemashes are, and you don't know whether you should label that period of time as yoyim alaylo, so the Magen Avraham claims, well, if you don't know, and for the last 12 hours, or the last 14 hours, it was yom, and you're misufik whether this should have the status of yoyim alaylo, so you shtel achazoka, you assume that it continues to be yom. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That you have a suffix the Rabbanon, but you have a chazok of the Paschal Zayis L'chumra. So that's why you can't be mekel at the end of Shabbos, at the end of a yontif. This is highly questionable whether this is ois gehalt or not. Many achrenim disagree. They say that chazok doesn't apply on time. Chazok can't apply from 1 minute to the other. For the last 12 hours, for the last 14 hours, it was vadayoyim. I want to know the next 25 minutes. The next 25 minutes, does it continue to be yoyim or not? So just because that was yoyim, what does it got to do with this? Chazaka means on the same thing. Yeah. I mean, this is a Gemara, this is a Chumash Vayikra. So when I close the Yisum, it's still a Chumash Vayikra. Didn't change. But just because this is a Chumash Vayikra means that this is also a Chumash Vayikra. What does one thing got to do with the other? Just because the last 12 hours were Vada yoyim, that means the next 25 minutes will also be yoyim. What's the Hemshechis over here? So a very strange Magen Avraham. The Rambam has in Moren Vuchmab, a very obscure machlokes with the Arab philosophers, with the Medabrim. He quotes, the Arab philosophers were of the opinion that time is one long continuous unit and just the day switched, but it's all one hemshech. And he disagreed and he said, it's not true. Each minute is a different unit of time. So, well, what's exactly the whole machlokes? I don't know. But the Acharim have a machlokes over here also, whether the Magen Avraham makes sense or not. Is it shaykh to say like that? That when you have a Bein HaShemashes and you don't know whether to treat it as Yom HaLailo, you should shtel up cheskas yoyim. Or should you say no? There's no chazaka from one time to the other. In the end of Baba Basra, there's such a machlok as the Rashbam in Tesis. The Rashbam says like that, like the Morgan of Rome. When you have a Safik and Zman, so you still have chazaka. Whatever the Zman was before, your mamshech weiter. Unless you know Bavare, then it changed. And Tesis doesn't hold like that. Tesis says that from one Zman to the other, there is no chazaka. Each Zman is on its own. Just because one Zman was Yom, or one Zman is Laila, has nothing to do with the next Zman. So the pashtus says that the Morgan of Rome, time is a shverer time. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, so why not say, on every Motzoi Shabbos, or every Motzoi Yom Tov, when it comes Bein HaShmashes, with respect to all the Dinam Rabbanu, should go Lohokel. So Rabbi Kiveger says, wrong. This is not a stake of the Rabbanu Lakuna. This is a stake of the Araisa. It's a stake of the Araisa, whether it's Shabbos or it's not Shabbos. Is it Yom Tov or is it not Yom Tov? Is it Monday or is it Tuesday? It's a stake of the Araisa that has ramifications with respect to Dinam Araisa and with respect to Dinam Rabbanu as well. When you say Sveika de Rabbanon Lakula, you have a right to be Makel and a Safik de Rabbanon, that means if the whole Safik is only on a Din de Rabbanon. But if the Shorish of the Safik started off as a Sveika de Raisa, I don't know whether it's Yoim or Lailo. And that has not communion for Kamav or Kamadinim in the Torah. Can you do a Bris Mila then? Can you be Yoitse Hadlok of Neres Chanukah then? Can you be Yoitse Halav then? Is it Lailo? It cannot be Yoitse Halav. Is it Yoitse Halav? It can be Yoitse Halav. On all of Dinim in the Torah, there's a difference. Can you dab Mincha? Can you dab Myra? Whenever there's a Sveika de Raisa, whether it's Yom Alaylo, it has Kama V'Kama Nafkaminis Ladina. So just because this issue as to whether it's Yom Alaylo also has an Afkaminim and a Geya to a Din de Rabbanon, you have no right to say Sveika de Rabbanon Lakul. That's what Rabbi Kivega Tainas in his Truvas, and that's what's quoted in Yeriday also, this Klal family Yeriday. When you have a Sveika de Raisa which has ramifications for Dinim de Rabbanon also, you don't have the right to say Sveika de Rabbanon Lakul there. It's only when the issue is only negated to Dinim de Rabbanon. Then you say Sveika de Rabbanon Lakul. Actually, the kula of the Tesis that one should say, one should be allowed to count Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShmashes, because Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only with the Rabbanim and Sfeika the Rabbanim Kul Bemis. The whole kula of Tesis is very shver. Not only for the reason that the Ran advanced, because it's like a Dovah Shalish Matirim, why be Mekel? Why not wait another 5 minutes and avoid the whole issue? You should only use Sfeika the Rabbanim Kul when you're up against the wall. No, there's another time in. Like Rabbi Kivega has it as true. It is not a Sveika de Rabbanon, it's a Sveika de Raisa with ramifications, with nafkaminis for this Din de Rabbanon. But it still has nafkaminis for many other Dinim de Raisa. So you have no right to be Makel here.
That's only when you talk about Shabbos itself. One of the issues about it, that's a Raisa. I mean, but you're talking about a week today, there's no Issa de Raisa in Rabbanon.
Just
have a
stomach
very much
wanted. What if they can do the right thing? Let's say we have a baby and he has to do a bris mila. Because the thing is, if you don't do the bris mila, you can't do it by life. So if it's before Shki, you can still do the bris. If it's after Shki, you don't do the bris, you wait until the Ramadan and make sure you're doing it by law. Because Bein HaShmash is a stake of the rice. Is it Yerim and is it life? It's a stake of the rice of everybody. Is it Yerim and is it life?
If it's stake of the rice, then it's right with something of the rice. But let's find a look at the rice.
We happen not to have a shayla. We don't have any baby at him. But if you would have a baby and you would have a shayla, can you do the bris?
So
that's Rabbi Kivega's taina. The issue as to whether it's Yoim or Laila, every case of Bein HaShmasha is, by definition, is a sveika deraisa. It's relevant for all kama v'kama dinam deraisa. It's an afkamina for all the dinam deraisa. Yeah, Yom Tov Sheni is certainly the Rabbanon, for sure, yeah. But the Sofik, right, whether you're permitted to do Malacha, right, but the issue of Bein HaShmashes, no, but the issue of Bein HaShmashes, whether it's Yom HaLaila, that issue itself is a Sveika Deraisa. As far as being negiah to Malacha and Yom Tov Sheni, it's only that Nafkamin is only the Rabbanon. But as far as many other dinim, it'll be an afkamina and a din deraisa. So since it's a sveika deraisa, which happens to have an afkamina and din derabbanan, there you have no right to be makel. That's Rabbi Kivega's time.
What's the problem about why you don't call it Tfilah twice? Like it's regularly done.
The Rishonim raised that issue. The Baal Hamor, in the end of Maseches Tzachim, on the last day from Tzachim, asked this kasha. Since we observe 2 days Pesach, we observe 2 days Shavuos, because of the Sfeik of the Yom, the Chachamim told us we should still act as manazeh, as if we are still in doubt as to when Yom Tov really was supposed to be, whether the first day Pesach or the second day, whether the first day Shavuos or the second day, and the Sfeiras Omer is to count from the second day Pesach till Shavuos, and we don't know when the second day Pesach was. So why not count Sfeiras Omer every day as Sfeik of the Yom? This is a kasha that the Rishonim say, right? Tonight we should have. I counted tonight the 14th. So I should have counted tonight as either the 14th of the Sfeira or the 13th of the Sfeira. Counting from the third day of Pesach and second, better for the second day. If you consider the second day Yom Tov is the real day Yom Tov and the first day Chol Hamoed is the really first day Chol Hamoed, then I should have counted tonight. Hayoyim is either the 14th of Sfeira or the 13th of Sfeira. So the Rishonim give various tirutz. It's interesting, two G'dolei Acharonim gave the same teretz. Rav Shimon Shkob has in his classic Sefer Shari Yosha, and the Dvar Avram, the Kov Nerod, has in his Sefer. They both have the same teretz, each independent of the other. They both quote a Gemara in Bav Metzia, where the Gemara says, when you're counting Maise Behema, if a farmer had 10 calves born to him in Eretz Yisrael, this applies, born to him in this past year, so he has to take all the 10 together in one corral, let them go out one at a time, and then the 10th one he has to put a mark on to indicate that this one is Maise Behema, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban. So the Gemara has it in Asiri Vadei V'loi Asiri Sofek. If you have any Sofek as far as the count from 1 to 10, the Maise Behema is not Kodesh. It has to be a Vadei count. So they're both G'dayim Rav Shimon Shkob and the Kov Nerav, the Dvar Avraham, both suggest that based on that Gemara, it would appear that whenever it's an Inyan, a Minyan, a Sfira, whatever has to do with counting, you have to have a Vadozik account. Whenever you're counting the suffix, it's not called a count. So if the Chacham would have instituted a Sveika Diyoyim on Sfira Saimer, so in other words, I would count tonight. Tonight is either the 14th of the Sfira, which makes it 2 weeks, or it's the 13th of Sfira, which makes it 1 week and 6 days. If I would have counted like that, then they both claim, I would not have been Yoytzeh the Mitzvah at all. Because whenever you count the Sofek, it's not called the Sfira. The Sfira has to be B'Teres Vadai, and not B'Teres Sofek. Rav Soloveitchik says that when he met the Kov Nerav, and he told him over this Chiddush, Kov Nerav told him over this Vort, so he pointed, how can it be? You mean, Bizman Shikichu Al Pi Hariya? Until the days of Abai Barovah, until the days of the late Amoraim, they still continue to be Mekadosh as HaChiddush Al Pi Hariya. So in other words, in Eretz Yisrael they were kaveah when Rosh Chodesh was, and above all they still didn't know. They had to send out messengers. Mm-hmm. So they really had a real Sfeik of the Yom. So you mean to say this Manchi Kitchel Pioria, and there really was a Sfeik of the Yom, they never counted Sphere Simon? It wouldn't appear so from the Gemara. It would appear from the Gemara that they always counted Sphere Simon. Even before Abai Barov. After Abai Barov, they fixed the Luach, so we have the Luach as Vikvias. So the Sfeik of the Yom that we have today is only a make-believe Sfeik of the Yom. The Chachamim said, we should continue to observe the Yom Tov Shemesh Shel Golias, even though there isn't really a Sfeik of the Yom. So we have an explanation. Why didn't they institute Sfeik of the Yom of Benegiah to Sfira Simon? No, if they would have instituted it, it would have ruined the whole idea of Sfira Simon. But the Zman that they had a real Sfeik of the Yom until the days of Abai Barov, when they didn't have a fixed calendar, they really were Mekadosh Al Pi Hariya. So they really had a real Sfeik of the Yom. So how did they ever count Sfira Simon? You mean they never counted Sfira Simon? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this was a complete tayufta against this opinion. He thought that it's completely wrong, it cannot be. That if one should assume that a sphira that's misafik, a sphira misupekis is not called a sphira, then it doesn't make sense that all the Tanoim and Amoroim who lived away from Yerushalayim up until the days of Abai Barovah, they should not have been able to count sphira Simon. Actually, the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash and in his commentary on the Shiltas explains that it's not really so. He says that even before the days of the fixing of the calendar, even before the Tkufa of Hillel Hasheni, who made the Luach his man Abai Barovim, there was never really a Sfeik of the Yom. For Haraya, that the Gemara tells us and Yerushalmi tells us that they never really fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. If there would really be a Sfeik of the Yom, they should have to fast 2 days Yom Kippur also. So the Torah says there never was really a Sfeik of the Yom. There was a Sfeik, they didn't really know when the Bezlin in Yerushalayim had been the Kaddish as HaChodesh. So Memele, they would act as if there were a Sfeik, but they would always go up to Yerayv, and the Yerayv would be, the majority would be that Rav Shonim Lamatzino Elul Me'uber, the month of Elul, rarely ever had 30 days. 99 out of 100 cases they had 29 days, in very rare exceptional cases did Ella have 30 days. And the same thing with Ador, they could always figure out how many days Ador should have based on the calendar. Once in a Yovel they'd be off, so they follow the right Mishgifel, they follow the right. So he said, the Netziv claims that Mikar Adin, they never really have to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goli. So even Bizman Shikitsho Al Pi Ariya, and even Bizman that they had a real, what we consider a real Sveika Diyoma, was never really a Sveika Diyoma, a Sveika Deraisa. It was either with the Rabbanon or a Minig. He shows in the Gemara like that. Yom Tov Sheni Bizman Sveika Diyoma was only at the Rabbanon, or perhaps only a Minhog. So Mele, even Bizman Ahu, that they had what we consider a real Sveika Diyoma, they also good. They counted Sveira Simon. Why? They didn't count Sveira Simon Misafek. There never was a real Sofek. They would go Basarayv and assume when Pesach was, Mikar Adin. They would observe an extra day Yod to Pesach, fine, an extra day Shavuos, and so on, either with the Rabbanon or Mitan Minik, but it would never affect the Sphere of Simon. The Sphere of Simon attack only had one sphere.
We have never heard Ula came from the Bob, from Ebbis, from the Bob, from the Bob, from the Bob, from the Bob, there were mistakes were made.
Once in a long while they made a mistake, right? Once in a long while they made a mistake.
Never heard that in 2 days
of Yom Kippur. Right, so then it's...
No, the Gemara says that Ula told him, Kama basim tafshila de bavloi b'yom tzema rabba de marava. He says, the food that you're eating above will taste delicious today, and today happens to be Yom Kippur night soul, but he didn't tell them they should fast. The Taisus asks, how are you talking? He should have told them they have to fast. How did he let them continue to eat? He just made this snide remark. They're eating in an Eretz Yisrael, everybody's fasting today. So Taish has a hard time to explain why didn't he prevent them from eating. Taish gives us share of Eretz there.
Why don't we have him celebrate tradition? There's never a story yet. I mean, nobody took it. Because we know when
you're
going to
show it,
and we know when you're going to keep it, so we certainly know what's going to happen.
No, no,
no. The first 2 days, we shouldn't have 2 days
to eat. No, Fakir, the Gemara says the Shluchim used to go travel. So in Chodesh Nisan, they had the whole half of the month to travel. In Chodesh Tishrei, they couldn't go Rosh Hashanah, they couldn't go Yom Kippur. So they had 2 days less to travel.
We don't practice taking Yom Kippur, so we just
shouldn't
have
another.
No, we don't practice taking the Yom Yom Kippur because it's a Sakana, the Gemara says, because it's a Sakana to fast 2 days. And Sveika the Yom is not a real Sveika the Raisa, it's only Takana the Rabbanon or a Minik. Shavuos, the Rambam has a kasha. Why do we have Sveika the Yom on Shavuos? That was already 9 weeks after Rosh Chodesh. It's 2 weeks from Rosh Chodesh Nis until Pesach, and then it's 7 weeks from Pesach until Shavuos. So it's 9 weeks. That didn't everybody know already? So the Rambam claims that Achanami, by the time it came Shavuos, everybody, all the Jews in the world, would already know when Shavuos should have, when Rosh Chodesh Nis was, and the Mela when Shavuos is. Because Shavuos doesn't depend on the calendaric day. It doesn't depend on the 6th of Sivan. It depends on the 50th day after the Sfiras. So the Rambam claims that Shavuos really doesn't make any sense. You should have Sveika Deyema. But that's a takana, that once you have 2 days for Pesach and you have 2 days for Sukkot, you have to have 2 days for Shavuos as well. And others say no, that maybe there were places where they didn't know when, even by Shavuos, they didn't know when Yom Tov was. There's a shayla. What do you do with Shavuos? There's another kasha that Balamor talks about. Why don't we say the bracha of Sfira Simon? Whenever you have a mitzvah that comes from one year to the next, like Yeshiva Besuki or Achilas Matra or whatever. So whenever you have a mitzvah that comes Muzman Lazman, Natilas Lulav, Yeshiv, you say Shechyonu. So the Balamor asks, why not say Shechyonu on the first night of Sfira Simon? So the Balamor claims that because Sfira Simon is only Midirabbanim Muzman Azeh, because it's only a Zechel HaMikdash. So therefore, they didn't want to make the full Zechel HaMikdash. They only made the Zechel HaMikdash to count the days and not to count the weeks. That's how the Gemara says. And they only made a Zechel to say one bracha, not the other. Aye, but we count the days and the weeks. Yeah. We count the days and the weeks. So the Balamor says, that's L'chumer B'yalma. But Mikaredin, you don't have to count the weeks.
And
he claims, but Man Beis HaMikdash, they did recite Shechyon. That's what the... Yeah, you're right. So he's tainis. There should be a simcha when you have a mitzvah that's bom bizman hazman. You should say shachyon. So the Balamor claims like that. He says bizman shebeis hamikdash hayikayim. They would say shachyon once sphere son.
But
it's be desire. And other rishonim give this teretz. Other rishonim say they don't mix in the zayin. They just say you only say shachyon on a mitzvah that carries with it some great simcha. Sphere son is our mitzvah. Nothing special on mitzvah. So the people are not so excited when they count Sfira Simon. So since it doesn't carry any symbol with it. Well, a new suit is a big problem. The Gemara says when you buy one opinion of the Gemara is the first time you buy a suit in your life, you say Shafyana. Once you bought a suit, you buy another suit. One opinion is you don't say Shafyana. And we paskin that, so every time you buy a suit, you say Shafyana. So it's also questionable whether it means the kind of suits that we buy, because up until very recently, people would buy a suit and that suit would last for 50 years. So even if, let's say, the fellow would get taller and buy himself another suit, so that's it. So that suit will last for 50 years. So this is a suit that's going to last for a long time. So as much as that people buy suits, they throw them out in half a year. So there's buying suits like buying underwear by you. So it's a serious shame when you say Shechem. Pashtun suits, you shouldn't say Shechem. Unless it's really a suit that you have Azaz Simcha from, and you're really so excited about it. That's on a plane. Mm-hmm. And the Rambam doesn't say Shechiana. The Rambam doesn't quote Shechiana, so obviously he disagrees with the Baal Amar. His opinion is that the Mikra didn't you not say Shechiana or Sphere assignment. Like the other Rishonim say, that you only say Shechiana in connection with the mitzvah, which is Bom, is Man, is Man, if it causes some excitement and joy by that person. Just last week, a friend of mine called me up. He said that he would have called his own rabbi, except that he couldn't get him. His rabbi was out of town. So he's asking me his Shechiana. He said he had to go to Japan. He's going to Japan on Sunday. So he wanted to know what is he going to do for Sphere Simon, should he count both spheres, because it's a shaila regarding the international date line. He's not really going to miss a day. He said he was going to leave. He was going to leave at 12:15. He's going to leave New York at 12:15 in the afternoon. He said he's going to see daylight the whole time, and he's going to arrive there on Monday 12:15. So that's not a problem. So I said, so you count Sphere. What's the din if you missed counting Sphere on Sunday night? So you count on Monday in the daytime without a bracha. So that's not a problem. But the problem is, will he really arrive in Japan at Monday? He said that the plane is going to arrive. He's going to leave here in New York at 12:15. He's going to arrive in Japan Monday at 1:15, I think.
13 hours
later. I think he said he's going to arrive there 13 hours later. He's going to arrive there at 1:15 in the afternoon on Monday. So is it really going to be Monday? Or is it Al Pidin going to be Sunday? The Japanese consider it Monday, but the Shabbos Al Pidin, is it Monday or Sunday?
I assume Shabbos and everything else.
Right, Shabbos and everything else. So that's the Shabbos. So where is the topic discussed? So the Balamor. So there's a Balamor. Not exactly. It's a different. It's relevant to Chometz as well. Let's say, when should they observe Pesach? When should they observe Pesach in Japan? That's another shaila. If I'm in one place, my chometz is in a different place, so when does this man Easter depend on? Does it depend on where the person is or where the chometz is? But here's a different question. Where Al Pidin is the international date line? Are there any halachas on this? So the Chazon Ish has a long essay that's called the Kuntres Yudche Shoat, where he quotes the Baal Hamor in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav, where the Baal Hamor interprets the whole Gemara there, and he explains that there is a halacha of international date line there. Halacha has something clear to state about the matter, namely, the international date line is 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. He says the whole world is divided into two hemispheres, the eastern and the western hemisphere. And the Gemara says Yerushalayim is Gevaya Mikol Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael Gevaya Mikol Haaretz. Eretz Yisrael is taller than the other countries. What do you mean Eretz Yisrael is taller? The Alps are taller than Eretz Yisrael. I mean above sea level. Eretz Yisrael is not the highest, most highest mountains in the world. So what does it mean Eretz Yisrael Gevaya Mikol Haaretz? The North Pole is the tallest. What do you mean Eretz Yisrael is Gevaya? So the Baal Hamor says simple. If you take a globe, let's say this is a globe, divide the globe in half, so you have an eastern hemisphere and a western hemisphere. You fix it in such a way so Yerushalayim is on top. Eretz Yisrael is on top, Yerushalayim is on top. And then you cut your globe like this. Né? So that's what the Gemara means to say. Eretz Yisrael Gevaya Mikol Haaretz. Yerushalayim is Gevaya Mikol Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's why you fix your globe in the first place. He says, but what do you mean? What are you rigging it for? He says, no, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, that's the way he created the world. He set everything in motion like that, with Eretz Yisrael right on top. And therefore, the Baal Hamor interprets the Gemara like that. Therefore, the international dateline should be 6 hours to the east of Eretz Yisrael. Because with the world divided into two hemispheres, and Yerushalayim right on top, so you have this upper hemisphere will be 6 hours to the east and 6 hours to the west of Yerushalayim, and then the bottom hemisphere will be another 12 hours, adding up to the full 24 hours. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says, based on that Baal Hamor says the whole thing. The Chazon Ish says there's no Rishon who disagrees with the Baal Hamor. Any Rishon who discusses the matter says the same interpretation in the Gemara as the Baal Hamor. And the others don't discuss it. So he assumes the others don't discuss it, they don't disagree. So the Balamor, according to this Balamor, the international dateline is 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim, which happens to turn out towards the tip of Asia. Nu, said the Chazon Ish, right, towards it cuts through Asia. Nu, hayitochein, that on this side of the block, let's say two people live in the same city. So on this side of the block, it's going to be Shabbos. That side of the block is going to be Erev Shabbos. Hayitochein, how can it be? So the Chazon Ish writes, Mitzad HaSvara, that as long as everything is on the same landmass, since all of the section of Asia, all of Europe and Asia has the same Zman as Yerushalayim, to the 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. So the Mela, to the end of Asia, you still have the same Zman. But once you're off of Asia, and then you're on an island already, Japan is a separate island, that since it's to the east of the international dateline, Zalpi Aloche, Japan is the last place in the world to get Shabbos, to get Yom Tov. The last place in the world, not that it's the first. It's the last place in the world. According to the international dateline, it's the first place in the world to get anything, to get Shabbos, to get Yom Tov, to get Sunday, Monday, they're the first place in the world. According to the Chazon Ish's Balamor, they're the last place in the world. So Bemis, when this fellow is going to anybody, let's say this friend of mine traveled to Japan, so according to the Chazon Ish, he left New York on Sunday at 12:15, then he arrived on Sunday at 1:15, so Nachal Sunday. So Nachal Sunday, it's not that it's Monday, he didn't miss anything. It's still Sunday. Right. So the Shaila is, Rav Kasher, so Zayin Gezun, published a whole big fat sefer many years ago on the issue of the international dateline. Very shver, the Meister, the Chazon Ish's opinion has not been accepted by the people who live in Japan, by the Jews who live there, by the Jews who live in Australia. According to the Chazon Ish's Cheshen also, so Australia observes Shabbos on the wrong day. So Rav Kasher claims that the halacha, that's a minority of opinions. Those quoted by the Balamor represent the minority group and the Rishonim, and the other Rishonim who didn't discuss the issue, the Rambam and the Raivin and Tosfos and the Rashba, all the famous Rishonim who don't discuss it. The only ones who do discuss it are the Kuzari and the Ibn Ezra and the Balamor, and it's the obscure Rishonim, not the irregular Rishonim. The regular Rishonim don't discuss the matter at all. Rav Kasher claims that they held that it's not a halachic issue. What do you mean it's not a halachic issue? But you have to decide somewhere. Where's the cutoff point? So that's what he thought. You have a right to pick whichever convention you, whatever you find convenient, whatever you think is good. So since all the Ummah Sa'ilim have chosen an international dateline in the middle of the Pacific, and it works better for their purposes, so if we'll go along with them, it's Nishgah fell. That's what Rav Kasher claims. And many claim not, so many claim that we should follow the Chazon Ish. So the Shaila is over here. My friend said, okay, so maybe when he goes to Japan, he'll count the double sphere. Maybe he'll observe, he's only going to be in Japan for a few days, he's not going to get involved in the problem of the Shabbos. The only Shaila is, I'll lay tefillin every day. Listen, when he comes to Japan, if it's Monday afternoon, he has to lay tefillin to make sure that a day doesn't go by without laying tefillin. If it's Sunday, so he better lay tefillin Sunday morning, doesn't he? So Nishgefelch, he lays tefillin the second time in the same day, there's no avail. Nishgefelch, he can say a bracha also. If I take off my tefillin in the morning, I put them on in the afternoon, I can say another bracha. There's no machlokes on that. As many times as you put on tefillin in a day, you can say a bracha. So the tefillin is no problem. The davening is also no problem. There should be no problem. The davening is a minor problem. That's not a major problem. His shaila was, he claimed that he will have missed his ma'ariv of Sunday night, so does he have to make a tashlumin for that? So I didn't think you have to, I didn't find any thoughts to discuss. I don't think you have to make any tashlumin for a tefillin that you weren't mechuyev in. You only have to make a tashlumin. The poskim say, you have to make tashlumah for tefillah you makuyivin that you were unable to daven, and by one who's Rahman al-Litzan and Oinen, that's the Misha Mesa Muta Lufano, and he couldn't daven, he's not allowed to daven Mayriv, and then they do the Kfura, let's say early in the morning, so he daven Shachris, does he have to make a tashlumah for Mayriv? So that's a machloikis in the Rishonim. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is the Rosh hasn't brought. What's the machloikis? Whether the Oinen is potif in the mitzvah, or the Oinen is makuyivin, he's not allowed to fulfill his chiyuv. But you see, Zach Klal, there's no tashlumin for a tefillah which he weren't mechuyev in at all. So if he wasn't, if it's really going to be Monday afternoon and he was never mechuyev to daven ma'ariv on Sunday night, so there's no tashlumin for that. But l'chor there's a salpi pashtus like that. The only shayla is it really going to be Monday afternoon or is it going to be Sunday afternoon? So according to the Chazon Ish, it's going to be Sunday. So he suggested, well, maybe he'll count both spheres. Maybe he should be machmer every day both spheres. So I mentioned to him this taina that Rav Shimon Shkop and the Kovner Rav have a taina that if you count two spheres, misafe, each one will ruin the other one. You have to have a sphere of Adonis. If you count the sphere of the suffering, I'm going to say, I'm not sure whether today is Monday or Sunday, therefore I don't know whether this day's sphere or that day's sphere. So they time it, this will ruin the whole sphere of time. He felt fair that he's going to Japan, Bechlal, in the middle of the sphere. That corrupted.
Japan the other way around. That's another problem. I mean, now you're having to reverse. I mean, I come from Japan, you start on the daytime, you're going into the sunset, is what you see at night. Then you should go down by it. Then you see daylight, and you land. You're still the same day as you start out.
So why do you see darkness? Oh, yeah. In other words, if you see Maya, if you see the darkness, even though it's an attraction of that time, you get out of the Maya.
You can't. Right, you can. The din is just the following. I told him this also. The din is zmanim tefila or zmanim kriyashma. All the zmanim don't depend on where you happen to be, how high you happen to be. Let's say, has the sun set or not, or did the sun rise or not? Doesn't depend where you happen to be. It depends on the sea level below you. Moshe, let's say a person is high up in a mountain. So the sun will rise earlier and will set later because he's higher up. So from his viewpoint, he sees the sun rise early and he sees the sun set slightly later. That can make the mountain not so high. So it'll just happen up by a minute or two. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefilas Mincha quotes from the Maharil based on the Gemara and Shabbos that Shki and Zricha and all the Zmanim depend on sea level. It doesn't matter whether you live in a very high area or a very low area. And the same thing if a person is flying in a plane above the ground level, the Zmani Tfila or the Zmani Kriyashma should not be measured by where he happens to be, whether he sees the sun rising, he sees the sun setting. It depends on the ground, on the city that he happens to be flying over. So you have to have with you a table, you have to have with you a Luach HaZmanim to know, is it the Zman Tfila or the Zman Mayriv on the ground below me? It doesn't help if it looks like it's the Zman Mayriv in the airplane. It has to be the Zman of Mincha Mayriv in the ground level below. If it is, then you can doubt. Then it's not correct. Thank you. Good. So you have this money for latitude and longitude. You can figure out this money. The charts have. Charts have all this money. The Magen Avraham, at the very beginning of Hilchos Sefiras Torah, has a machlokes with the Choyk Yankiv regarding Pshat and the Tshuvas HaRashbo. The Gemara Darshan's on the pasuk Kusfartim Lachem Shetahi Sfira Lachalechad V'Yachod. That every person has to count his own Sefiras Torah. It's not enough if the Bezin counts Sefiras Torah on behalf of Gan's Klal Yisrael. Every person has to count. What does that mean? Shetahi Sfira Lachalechad V'Yachod. Normally we have a principle of Shemei Koina, that if one person says Kiddush or one person says Havdola and everybody else listens, so they can all be Yotze with Shemei Koina. Does this principle apply in the area of Sefiras Torah? So many Achrenim claim that the Rashbo and his Tshuva is saying that not. Since the Pasuk says Esvatim Lachem Shetei Sefir L'Chalechad V'Yechod, this Pasuk tells me not to apply Shemei Koina to the mitzvah of Sefiras Torah. For some unknown reason, they don't discuss the timeline. The Magen Avraham claims that that's not what the Rashbo meant at all. All he meant to quote, all he meant to say was that no one is yotze with the sphere of the chazan or the rabbi. Everybody has his own mitzvah to count. But anachanami, if the rabbi will have mind to be yotze the tzibur, if the chazan has mind that everybody could be yotze with the sphere of the chazan. Now, assuming like the Magen Avraham, that you apply Shemei Koina to sphere of Seimer, so there's no problem. The only shaila would now be if one should assume like the Choyk Yankif in a group of Achrenim that Shemei Koina does not apply to sphere of Seimer, what about the broth of sphere of Seimer? Do you say Kenev Miyotze Shemei Koina on the bracha? Let's say the Chazan will say the bracha out loud. I'll say Amen at the end of the bracha, and then I'll make my own sphere. I'll say Hayoyim Arbos Yom Shem Shnei Shavuos Baim. I'll count my own. I just don't recite the bracha on my own. I listen to someone else's bracha. So a lot of people do that a lot of times, no? Let's say a person doesn't remember where they counted, he missed a day. Let's say a person missed a day, so we say in Shulchan Aruch, he should continue to count without a bracha. Why should he count without a bracha? He'll listen to the chazan saying, tell the chazan, have mine to be moitzi me. I'll say yom, and I'll be yotze with your bracha. You do that all the time. If a person forgets to count one day, so the shaila is that always gehalt on that? If you all like the Magen Avraham, that you can say Shemei Koina even on the sphere of Soimer, on the counting itself. So he certainly applies Shemei Koina on the bracha. The shaila is if one should be machmir, if one should hold like the Chayyankiv in a group of Achrenim, that the Rashba means that on Tfiras Lamed you don't say Shemei Kohen. What about on the Bracha of Tfiras Lamed? So this is a further machlokes in Achrenim, and the consensus is that you do apply Shemei Kohen to the Bracha. Why should anybody say that Bedatkin not? Why should some Paskim hold that this Gzeres HaKosel is Fartam Lachem Shepei Sfir L'Cholechet V'Yechod not only tells me there's no Shemei Kohen on Tfiras Lamed, there's not even Shemei Kohen on the Bracha of Tfiras Lamed. Mehechet Teisa? Why should Shemei Kohen not apply to the Bracha of Sfira Simon?
The fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that if you miss, you shouldn't come to the Bracha. Why don't you give an answer? Listen to somebody else. You'll be able to ask your opinion every time. And somebody else knows you'll have the key of the Bracha without saying the Bracha yourself. They don't use that as a reason. Why can't they use that as a way out?
And Achadami, if you can listen to someone else, you do. That's how we
say. It's a good way.
It is a good way. So here, the Lahaloch, it is a good way. So here the Paskim explain as follows. In Rishonim, in the old Rishonim, there are two nuschos regarding Sphira Saima. When you complete the Bracha, he says, Shekh Rishonim is on all Sphira Saima. So some Rishonim have a nuschach, Sheha Yoim, Abbas Yoim, Sheheim Shnei Shavuz Baim. That in Sphira Saima, it's unlike normal mitzvahs where you recite a Bracha first, and then you say Amen at the end, and then you do the mitzvah. No. The whole thing is all part of the bracha. It's all one long sentence. It's one long sentence. If you say that it's all one long sentence, that means that the chachamim were misaken, that the proper way to observe the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer is in the form of a bracha, and a long form of a bracha, like Kiddush. The chachamim were misaken to recite Kiddush and the nusach of a bracha, to recite Birchas HaMazon in a specific nusach of a bracha. So here, it's not that they're misaken a bracha in advance of the Sphira Simon. The Sphira only consists of Hayoim so and so. It's one long nusach HaBracha. If it's one long nusach HaBracha and this is the Sphira Simon, then if he should say that Shemei Kohenah doesn't apply to Sphira Simon, then it wouldn't apply to the bracha as well. But it's because we have not accepted this view, we have not accepted this nusach of the Rav Yoh, the old nusach of the Gaonim, that you say Shehayom, the Maharil and many others say you should not say Shehayom. It doesn't make any sense. So that's why we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that Shemei Kohenah certainly applies for the Bracha. Let's say if I want to hear you say the Bracha, it's certainly good. So on the Shaila is whether Shemei Kohenah applies and the actual sphere itself. It's interesting, there's another din in the Shulchan Aruch that's based on this old Shita that we don't accept, and that's why Achrenim ask and they don't fully understand. There is a Gemara in Brachas in the first paragraph in Brachas that you base, the Gemara has a suffix. Somebody has a cup of juice in front of him, and he thought that it was wine. So he starts off, Baruch Atah Hashem Alkein Melech Ha'olam, and is about to conclude the bracha, Baruch Pri Hagafen. And if he says, Baruch Pri Hagafen on juice, he's not yotzei, he's going to have to say the bracha over. Before he says, Baruch Pri Hagafen, he realized that it's juice, and he concludes, Shehakol Nehiyeh B'dvar. So the nusach HaBrach he said was correct. But at the time that he said, Shem U'malchus, Shem Alkein Melech Ha'olam, he thought he planned to complete the bracha with the words of Baruch Pri Hagafen, in which case he would not have been yotzei. So the Gemara has a suffix, what's the din? Is he yotzei or not? Right. So the Tosis involves, the Tosis brings in the issue of Mitzvichus Kavan. Does this have, so Shaila and Rishonim, whether this is related to Mitzvichus Kavan. So the din is, in this case, the Gemara leaves it as a suffix. The suffix and din, whether it's good. So what's the din if you have a suffix? So if it's, let's say, benching, if it's a case, let's say, Birchas HaMazon, the person ate a whole meal, and he has to recite Birchas HaMazon at the end of the meal. He forgot that he ate a whole meal. He was about to say Bar Nefashis. He starts saying Baruch Atah Hashem Akeinu Melech Ha'olam. He's about to say Bar Nefashis. Then he reminds himself, Gevaldik, just ate a whole meal. Then he starts saying Azar Asalam Kulam Tuv Buchem Chesed Rachmin. Then we would tell him he has to bench over again, because that's a Sfeika Deraisa. Berachas Hamazon, after eating a whole meal Kedei Svi, is a Sfeika Deraisa. We have to bench over. But most of the brachas that we recite are only mid the Rabbanon. The Shahakol, the Baruch Yagofen, is only mid the Rabbanon. So because it's only the Rabbanim, we say Safik Brachas Lachal, Safik of the Gemara, we say Safik Brachas Lachal, and you don't repeat the Bracha. So now in Shulchan Aruch they have the following strange din. It comes from the Rav Yoh. Shulchan Aruch quotes the following. A person recites the Bracha tonight on Sfira Saimer, Shekhar Hashanah Mitzotanu al Sfira Saimer, thinking at the time that he's counting, at the time that he says the Bracha, that he's going to say tonight is 15. Then he hears the Chazan say 14, he looks around, everybody else says 14, he figures it must be 14, he made a mistake, so he also counts 14. So the Shaila is, but at the time that he said the Shem of Malchus, he thought that he was going to say 15. And then Lamaisi goes and he says, 14, is it good or not? So the Rav Yoh says, the fellow is just lucky that Sfira Soimer Bizman Azeh is only Midr Rabbon. The Sfira Soimer would have been their Reis if he would live in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and Sfira Soimer would have been their Reis, would have been a Sfeika their Reis, that he would have Sfeika their Reis with the Gemara Sfeika and Brachas of your days. at the time that he said the Shema Malchus, he thought he was going to end up differently, and he would have to repeat the bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rav Yoh. It's a lucky thing that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so the Sphere of Bizman is there, and that there will be Bizman HaMikdash. So Achreinim, so the Brisker Rav and others, yes. Right. So the Brisker Rav and others, yes, this Kasha, they don't understand. What is he talking about, the Rav Yoh? The bracha ends off the same every night, the bracha from Hashem, Kedushan, Shalom, Al Sphere, Shalom, period. The bracha ends off the same. The only difference is, what is the mitzvah going to consist of? Is the mitzvah going to be consisting of counting 14 or 15? But the Nusach HaBracha is the same every night. So what has it got to do with that Gemara Bracha, where the whole Nusach HaBracha is going to be different? So the Vilna Goyen, without asking the Kasha, gives the Teretz. The Vilna Goyen commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he says that this whole Seir is the Rav Yoh speaking, and the Rav Yoh had the old Nusach of Shehayoh. But according to the Rav Yoh, the counting itself, the minion of the day itself, is incorporated in the Nusach HaBracha. So the bracha ends with a different conclusion. So according to the Rav Yoh, the Shitosa, Bizman HaMikdash, you would have to count over again. Because your Nusach HaBracha ends off differently. It would be a sophic there.
If you forgot to count by night and want to pick it up by day, what do you
do? On a bracha.
On a bracha. What are you going to start? Say Hayom?
Hayom. Say Hayom. Hayom. That's because of the other problem that Tosfos has the two opinions, whether Sfiras Hayom is dafke b'alayla or means kol hayom kol halayla. So because of the two opinions, we count without a bracha. So you start hayom, you don't say shehayom, but whenever you say a bracha and you count Sfira, then the Rav Yoh claims that the Sfira should be incorporated in the Nusach HaBracha.
Why do the Nusach HaSfira
It's another problem.
When you say shleikol shleikol, do you have to have kavona, the one who makes the bracha, to be moist to somebody else? What if he doesn't have kavona? Can you hear the bracha? Can you ask your woman to be your
yoitzim? There are some Rishonim who claim that if I say Amen, the Shikin Kubetzis on bracha says, if I say Amen, so even if there was no Kavanos Mashmiya, I'm yoitzim anyway. The only time you have to have Kavanos Mashmiya but Kavanos Shemaya is for Shemaya Koina. Even without answering Amen, you want to be yoitzim. So that's only if you had a mind to be yoitzim you. But if you say Amen, then there's no need for Kavanos Mashmiya. The Kesef Mishnah claims that the Rambam holds like that. He writes a diuk on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to talk like that. The Rambam in the Tshuva writes, somebody asked him, is that what you meant? So he says, no, he never meant that, never occurred to him, it's not right. But there is an opinion out of Rishonim hold like that. The Sheikh Mekubetzis and Brachas quote such an opinion.
What's the preferable way of handling the problem of the Kabbal and the Omen, the Rav Bracha, the Chazmik Bracha, and then proceeding to say the Bracha again?
I mean, because of this opinion, because...
No, because of the same thing with Halakha. The whole issue of whether you answer Amen to a bracha and then...
Say the bracha yourself, right. According to this group of Rishonim, whenever I heard a bracha from somebody else, and I said Amen, I'm yotzei that bracha already, even though he had no kavanah to be yotzei me, and I had no kavanah to be yotzei now. Once I say Amen, I'm yotzei that bracha. So then I shouldn't say the bracha myself on the Halakha, I shouldn't say the bracha myself on the... on the sphere of Sinai. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say on Yom Kippur night, and the Chazan says Shechyonu and Shul, instead of waiting till the Chazan finishes and to say Amen and to say Yom Shechyonu, everybody should say along with the Chazan and complete before he does, and then say Amen to the Chazan's bracha. So similarly, all year long, whenever we have to say a bracha, the same as the Chazan, we should say it along with the Chazan and say Amen to his, or say it together and not say Amen. Right, Brichas HaShachar, the Achreinim Taina, against the minig that the Chazan says the Brichas HaShachar out loud, and everybody else says it. Once you said Amen, you were Yotzei already.
That's a chiyuv of good part of you. You can't say that someone else is going to put up filming, and I should be Yotzei
for his
bracha.
It's
a
chiyuv
of good part
of
you with yourself.
Why not? If I said Amen, so many of you showed him hold, I was Yotzei already. No, Mika Radim Lipaskin, you're not Yotzei. Mikra Adam, we pass him that the people are not Yotzei without Kavanah to be Yotzei.
I'm asking really in terms of the Kabbalah, the what's the best way to function, you know, in Shul? What's your opinion about
it? We usually assume, like the Rov HaPoskim, whenever it's too difficult to be Mach, we assume like the Rov HaPoskim that just because the people said Amen, they're not Yotzei the Bracha, because since they plan to recite the Bracha themselves,
the Maaseh that they're going to say the bracha again is an indication.
But they didn't have kavanah to be yotzei. Mm-hmm. Right. But without kavanah to be yotzei, without kavanah lahotzi, we assume like the majority of the person that they're really not yotzei.
It's
But
they say in our Soloveitchik shul, I have heard that they have the minhag to say it out loud. However, for example,
say the whole bracha out loud.
I thought you had said that.
Rav Soloveitchik recommended that. That everyone should say along with the chazan. Everyone should say along the bracha with the chazan in order to avoid this shaila of repeating the bracha after answering amen. But some in a big shul is too difficult to institute. I don't know.